Inventory is a necessary evil, and please, please, please don't turn off the podcast just yet. I'm going to make it painless, simple, straightforward. There's two reasons we do inventory in our restaurants. Both of them are to make you more money. That's what we're going to talk about on today's episode of Restaurant Strategy. There's an old saying that goes something like this. You'll only find three kinds of people in the world: those who see, those who will never see, and those who can see when shown. This is Restaurant Strategy, a podcast with answers for anyone who's looking. Hey everyone, thanks for tuning in. My name is Chip Close, and this is Restaurant Strategy, a podcast dedicated to helping you build a more profitable restaurant. Each week, I leverage my 25 years in the industry to help you build that more profitable and sustainable business. I work with owners and operators all over the country through my mastermind program. It's called the P3 Mastermind. And I also wrote a book. It's called The Restaurant Marketing Mindset. You can get that book for free. You just pay shipping. It's $3.92 for me to ship it to you anywhere in the United States. You get that by going to our Instagram page, right? So our account is at Restaurant Strategy. Just send us a DM with the word book, B-O-O-K. We've got an automation set up that will automatically respond and send you the link to get your book, my book, The Restaurant Marketing Mindset, for free. It also comes with free 30-day access to our Foundations program. So this is an online course resource bundle. You get a monthly masterclass and so much more. You get that free for 30 days, and then it turns into a $97 recurring payment. We've got hundreds of people already in that program. It's an incredible opportunity, a real set of resources for people that are growing their business. It's free for the first 30 days. It ends up being a nice compliment to the book. After that, it's $97. You are free to cancel absolutely whenever you want. You get to that end of the you get to the end of that free month, and you want to be done with it, fine. Just let us know and cancel. Go do that. Get a free copy of the book. You'll get free access to the Restaurant Foundations program. You do that by visiting our Instagram page at Restaurant Strategy, and we will send you the link. Now, we all know managing costs is one of the most important parts of running a profitable restaurant, especially now. But between fluctuating vendor prices, waste, labor, and the never-ending list of tasks that demand your attention on a daily basis, we know it can be challenging for even the most experienced manager to manage those costs well. That's where Margin Edge comes in. Margin Edge is a complete restaurant management software that automatically uses data from your POS and invoices to show you your food and labor costs in real time. Don't wait until it's too late. Margin Edge gives you tools to make decisions in the moment, like a daily P&L, price alerts on key ingredients, and real-time plate costs, all without ever having to touch a spreadsheet. Take control of your costs, work more efficiently, and be more profitable. Learn more at marginedge.com/chip, and yes, that link is in the show notes. Okay, so today, short, sweet, to the point, we're talking about inventory. There's two main reasons why you take inventory, two main reasons why you need to take inventory. If you're not taking inventory, let me be the first one to tell you, you need to be taking inventory. Two main ways we do it. We're going to talk about the first, then we'll talk about the second. The first way that you need to take inventory is by doing monthly inventory. Easiest way to do this is on the first of every single month, you take stock of everything you have on hand. You do that for one very important reason. Number one, to manage a very tight inventory. All the things you've got on your shelves are revenue that is not yet revenue. It's money. I see a shelf full of product and I see money on the shelf. So you want as little on the shelf as you can possibly get away with. The main reason we do inventory is to make sure we know what we have on hand, because that is value. There's dollars locked up there. The other main reason we do it, right, why we take inventory every single month on the first of every month, is to get a solid COGS number. COGS, cost of goods sold. Let's talk about profitability and let's talk about a P&L statement, right? So a P&L statement is just one of many tools we use for accounting, right? There's a statement of cash flows, there's a balance sheet, there's an income statement, otherwise known as a P&L statement, right? All of those together give us a really full picture of the health of a business. But the P&L statement, right? The income statement is something very, very specific. It shows us how much revenue was generated over a given period and what it cost us to generate that revenue. I'll say that again. A P&L statement shows us how much revenue was generated in a given period and what it cost us to generate that revenue. Right. So now we've got product on hand. Now, what happens when you get a delivery on, you know, August 30th and you use some of that product in August and the rest of that product in the beginning of September? What are you supposed to do? And what do you do because you don't pay for that stuff? Right. You're on, you know, maybe a net 14 or something like that. So you can pay that invoice later. How do you calculate all that? Well, number one, the first thing I will say is you should be calculating, you should be recording your expenses when the deliveries hit your restaurant, because that's when you can begin generating revenue from those products. I think that's easy enough, but maybe you've never heard that before. Maybe this is the first time you're hearing it, so I'm happy to share that with you, right? You record the expenses when the deliveries arrive, basically when you can start using that product. Now, we take an inventory so that we know what we have on hand on, let's say, October 1st, and then we take inventory again on November 1st. And what happens is that becomes a beginning inventory for the next period and an ending inventory for the period that just closed, right? So on October 1st, that's your closing inventory for September, and it's your starting inventory for October. Hopefully that's easy enough. Now, here's the way to think about inventory, right? If you have more on hand at the end of a period, you need to back that out of your P&L. So if you begin, let's keep it easy, if you begin the period, if you begin October with $5,000 worth of product on hand, that's in inventory, right? That is, as of yet, unrealized value. Eventually, you will sell those products and then you will realize the value. So they have value baked into them. It's just, as of yet, unrealized, right? So $5,000 of inventory sitting on your shelves. At the end of the period, let's say on November 1st, we take our inventory and we have $7,000 worth of product on the shelves, meaning we probably had a delivery hit on October 30th or 31st. And we haven't used all that product. We haven't sold all that product, so it's still sitting on our shelves. We began with $5,000 in inventory. We ended with $7,000 in inventory. Now, this is very important. Remember I said a minute ago. A P&L statement shows us how much revenue is generated and what it costs us to generate that revenue. If you start with $5,000, you end with $7,000, then there's $2,000 in extra inventory, product that you brought in that you have not sold yet. So whatever sales have been made over the course of that month, right? There's an expense, a cost associated with that. Except for that additional $2,000, there's no revenue. There's no counterpart to it. It's just an expense that you've accrued, but you haven't turned it into revenue yet. So we don't even want to consider that because a P&L statement is interested in the revenue generated and the costs associated with generating that revenue. So the first really important reason for taking inventory is so we have a really good starting and ending inventory, so we can get a really solid COGS number. You know, on the surface, COGS is how much revenue and how much expense, you know, in purchases. But that's not exactly right. Over the course of the year, most of this will even itself out. But what I'm really interested in, what you should be interested in, is having a profitable month every single month. Because if we can manage each period, right? We don't manage by the year. We have huge swings, right? Seasonality. We have sales are up. We have high season, low season, shoulder season. We want to manage for each period. So each period is profitable. Understanding how inventory plays into this profitability is crucial. So if you're not taking inventory, this is the first way to do it. You should be taking inventory on the first of every single month so you have a really good beginning and ending inventory. Number one, so you can make sure that what you bought and sold is clearly, you know, on the shelves or not on the shelves, right? It's good to know that. But really, it's so that you can get a really solid P&L. So you know, if you've got more on hand at the end of the month than you began with, then you have to back that overage out of your P&L. That will give you a really solid cost of goods percentage. That's the first way. We're going to talk about the second way in just a second. Now, are you a restaurant owner or a manager maybe struggling to keep your team motivated? Look no further than this helpful new guide by 7Shifts, What Restaurant Employees Want, the 2024 report. The heartbeat of any successful restaurant lies in its people. We know that. But with the chaos of day-to-day operations, we know it's easy to lose sight of what truly matters, your team's happiness and their fulfillment. That's why 7Shifts went straight to the source, surveying over 1,500 active restaurant employees across North America to uncover what truly fulfills them in their workplace. You want to know the secret to building a thriving team? Are you interested in reducing turnover? Do you want to boost morale? This comprehensive report by 7Shifts has the answers you need. Don't let the stress of running a restaurant overshadow the importance of your team's well-being. Visit 7shifts.com/ccreport to grab your copy of What Restaurant Employees Want, the 2024 report. Invest in your team, invest in your success. That link, as always, is in the show notes. Okay. So now today we're talking about inventory. I'm trying to make this simple, straightforward, and as painless as possible. If you are currently not doing inventory, the very first kind you need to do is a monthly inventory, simply so you can get a really accurate cost of goods sold number on your P&L. That's your P&L is your gut check. That's your report card to tell how you are doing. The second kind of inventory is weekly or several times throughout the week, and that's to make sure that you understand what you have on hand, to make sure there's no theft, to make sure you're limiting waste and spoilage. Now, I worked in fine dining. Fine dining oftentimes would take inventory of proteins and produce numerous times throughout the week because the product they would bring in was so expensive that they couldn't risk having anything go bad, and they didn't want to order too much of something if they didn't need it. They needed to push through the stuff that they had on hand, right? So you need to know if you've got steaks or lobsters or, you know, a fish that's going to go bad, you need to know what you have on hand. I've seen places that take this, that take inventory every single night just to confirm what they have. Now, this is crucial while you're setting your pars and you're coordinating, right? Teaching someone how to do ordering, right? So understanding inventory and ordering and the pars that are required, knowing what you have on hand so you can really keep a tight inventory. You should have as little on hand, like I said at the beginning of the episode, you should keep as little on the shelves as you possibly can. Obviously, we don't want 86s. We don't want to run out of stuff, right? We want people to have the things they need, right? We want to have the things that our guests order. But you do want to keep it as tight as possible because the more that's on hand, the greater the chance of waste, spoilage, theft. So we want to run tight. The way you run tight before you just go placing your orders is to take a look back in the walk-in and make sure you understand what's on hand. Likewise, if you're setting prep sheets, if certain people have to make certain things during the day, you got to get in the habit of knowing what is back there, what's already on hand. If we're supposed to have 6 quarts of, you know, such and such sauce on hand, and we only have 2, you have to know what your pars are so you can set proper prep sheets for the team the next day so that they know when they come and they have to make, you know, whatever, 4 quarts of whatever sauce. Because we're supposed to have 6, we only have 2, that's a delta of 4. Be really clear on what they need to do. And if you, in a leadership position, can outline this for them, it's just going to help them get really efficient at their job. There's two main reasons to take inventory. Number one is to get a really good COGS number so that we really understand the profitability of our restaurant. And the other one is to be really clear on our ordering so we can keep our pars tight and we can minimize waste and spoilage. This is ultimately going to help your cost of goods sold number. But the way we do that is by having our hands on the things, understanding what's in the walk-in, right? So that, you know, eggs don't go bad, milk doesn't expire, you know, lettuces don't wilt, that we know what's back there, we know the state of the product, and we know what we still need to order, what we need to bring in on hand. I can't stress this enough. You need the first kind. Everybody should be taking a beginning and ending inventory. But if you have high quality, expensive products. If you have a spoilage problem, then this is something you need to do maybe every night or every other night while you're getting control of the problem. Then usually what happens is once you get control of your inventory and your ordering, once you have those PARs tight and everybody understands them, you can back off a bit. You'll see maybe you have to take proteins and produce once a week. Right? Maybe you just take dairy midweek. You can scale back once you get to that point. But to begin with, you need to right the ship. And if there are problems there, this is a way to rectify the problems. That's it. I told you, simple, straightforward, direct, easy. If you're not doing inventory, this is how you get started with inventory. I'll finish by saying this. Many hands make light work. If everybody is there taking inventory, recording what's on hand in the different parts of the restaurant, you can get done pretty quickly, right? So I've worked in places that have 2, 3, 4, 5 walk-ins, right? One person does the proteins, one person does the produce, one person does the dairy, one person does the white wine, one person does the red wine. The bar director goes and, you know, counts the cage. You know, the bartenders are doing everything on the back bar and everything that's up behind the bar. All of that stuff can move quickly if you've got a team that knows what they have to do and knows how to be efficient about it. And that's it. That's inventory. If you're not doing inventory, you need to be doing inventory. If you don't know how to do inventory, that gives you a way to get started. And if you need more, you get in touch. You email me, chip@chipklose.com. chipklose.com is one of the things that we certainly deal with in the P3 Mastermind. If you need some handholding, need some guidance, you want somebody in your corner, that's the best way to do it. I'll finish the way I began and remind you that we give away my book for free. You just have to pay shipping. The way to do that is to go to our Instagram page at Restaurant Strategy and DM us the word book, B-O-O-K. We have an automation setup that will automatically send you the link where you can get a free copy of the book. Thanks, guys. Appreciate you being here, and I will see you next time.